That makes sense. I've been questioning.
Yeah.
Okay. And I remember being in the fourth grade, and I remember being at a Keith Green concert. He's a Christian singer. And I remember it was awesome. So awesome. They did an altar call. And I couldn't. Something in me was just jumping. And I jumped up and I ran down. I didn't walk down. I yeah. I tore it. You know?
Right.
And I remember them coming down and praying. And then I remember them taking us to the back, some of us to the back, and being saved.
Right.
And some things that I've been questioning are, and the Lord was so sweet about it. And what you're saying today confirms. I accepted Christ that day.
Right.
And even though, as I grew up, got older, and made some really dumb choices. Made some really stupid decisions that were completely against the character of God. Working in the strip clubs in Dallas. If my sin to go do that, and to me that was a sin, it's basically adultery. And that didn't stop God.
Right.
Because I remember coming to a place in the dressing room, just off the stage, in the dressing room of a strip club in Dallas. And he met me there. He pulled on my heart. And I just, when he did, in that moment, I just, Lord, this is not. And he had pulled, but I ignored it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I finally came to a place that it was just, I don't know how to describe it. I didn't want to be there anymore. I didn't want to be there anymore in that job, in that setting. And whenever I surrendered to the pulling of the Holy Spirit,
right,
and I cried out for help, he met me there. And he gave me an exit from there. As a kid growing up, I watched wrestling. And I always wanted, that was something that I wanted to be. And God made that happen. He used three wrestlers. They came into the club and recruited me out of that club and into professional wrestling. And it just blows my mind when I think back on that moment. Because when I cried out with a sincere heart, Lord, I don't want to be here no more. Please get me out of here. He sent three wrestlers. He sent the Freebirds. And that just grabs me every time. If you're not a wrestling fan, the Freebirds are Terry Gordy, Buddy Roberts, and Michael Hayes. And that's what they called themselves, the Freebirds.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Right.
I asked for an exit. Freedom from that. And he did it in a big way.
Yeah.
You know, he's just awesome like that.
Yes, he is.
I do have a prayer request over here. And this morning, you know, I'm going to be real honest. I didn't want to come this morning. I'm dealing with some physical pain. And then baby Kyson went to be with our Lord Jesus yesterday. Baby Kyson is my cousin Amanda's grandbaby. It's her daughter's son. And I know that feeling of losing a child. And God said, it was my choice. It was my choice this morning to stay home or to show up. I'm going to show up so that my God can show out. Prayers for my family, the Morris family, Amanda Morris and Curtis Rucker. Baby Kyson went to his heavenly home yesterday. He received his healing. And our Lord Jesus received him in his arms yesterday.
Yeah. We do have a praise. We prayed for Raymond Stallman, who was missing last week, and he was found safe over the weekend. We want to pray for Sheila Sutton and her family. Her mom, Marcia Lutmer, went to be with the Lord over the weekend. And the family of Bill Carter, who also went to be with the Lord yesterday. And then we want to pray for Chris Carnahan and his wife, Denise. He finished the really strong Red Devil chemo that he was going through last week. And his scans, he has scans this morning to see if it was effective.
So, Father, we just thank you for your mercy, for your love for us, God. Father, I think about the families who have lost loved ones, and I've lost very close family myself, and I know what grief can bring to your life. And I also recognize that grief is not the same for everyone. But, Father, I thank you that you are the same for everyone, that you can always bring comfort, that you can always bring peace to our hearts in the times where we have loss. So, Father, I just lift these families up before you, God, that have had loss, God. For those that have lost their loved ones, Father, I thank you, Father, that you, from the place of established hope in them, that, Father, we can see them again, Father. You will bring comfort to their hearts, Father, as they just navigate through this time of grief, of loss, Father. I just thank you, God, that your Holy Spirit only becomes more emboldened in them, Father, that only brings more peace, Father, just as we've seen in your word today, Father. When sin abounds, grace abounds even more, and Father, so when hurt and pain show up, Father, I thank you, Father, that even more your mercy, your goodness, your love, Father, just floods our hearts, Father, that was so that we can remain in peace in you. So, Father, I just thank you for that, for these families. Father, I just thank you for Chris and Father, what you're doing in his life, Father. I thank you for the finished work on the cross and that brought about the healing of our bodies, Father. So, Father, I don't care what the reports say, Father. I know what your report says. And so, Father, we agree with your report. And, Father, no matter what doctors say, no matter what we see, Father, we thank you that you're going to move in his life and bring cancer to its death in Jesus' name and in his body. Father, again, just for these families who have lost, for the Bill Carter family, for the Morris family. Father, for Amanda, God, just move on her heart. We just thank you for touching these families, God. We thank you that within you, God, we can find our peace and that we can rest even in the moments of trial and circumstance here on earth. So, Father, we just thank you for moving on our behalf in Jesus' name today.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sarah, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse, Tammy Bailey. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dodson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing, and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dodson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDodsonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest this morning is Jason Mong. His title for this morning is Stop Making Sin Matter. And, you know, I think if sin separated us from the love of God, from God's loving us,
yep,
might not be in a heap.
Wouldn't we all?
I mean,
thank you for the truth of the word.
Yes.
You know? And that's why it's so important for us. And like, there's one thing I want to point out, because I know even in these places, you know, when we're talking about sin consciousness, is the way I call that, is when we're always focusing on those things. Because I always talk to people about, you know, like, what does sin consciousness look like in our life? And, you know, for me, what I recognized was at the end of my day, for years when I was new into my salvation and growing through my younger teen years and into my young adulthood, for years it was like when my head hit the pillow at night, all I did was think about, regurgitate all the places that I had messed up that day. And then I sit there and would ask God to forgive me of those things, right? And what I thought I was doing was something that was proper. And when I started to read the word, that's not proper. Mm-hmm. What was proper is seeing the greater truth, and that's what we just covered this morning in Colossians 1. What it was talking about is don't forget it. When that moment of salvation where you recognize, I'm free, I'm forgiven, like that is your truth in that moment and must continue to be your truth from that moment forward. But it wasn't. I lost sight of that. And, you know, and what God showed me was actually through the Old Testament, where he said, and he shows that there came a point, and he showed that he was not happy with the blood of bulls and goats. It no longer satisfied, right? And what it actually says in there in the Old Testament, it actually says that each year that they brought that sacrifice back to the altar, it actually reminded them of their sin, right? And that's why that system that God was moving to a new system through Jesus, that's why it had to be done away with. Because again, Satan come in and took God's law, which was good, and twisted it. And he used it against us, right? And so God in that way had to bring his son to reestablish a relationship with God. So then, looking at the Old Testament, they weren't empowered by the Holy Spirit. We are. We actually have God within us. The same Spirit that raised Christ Jesus out of the grave now lives inside of us to what? To grace. What is grace? To divinely influence our life on the inside so that it can come to the outside, right? We have that. They didn't have that before. But if we're not careful, Satan is the same. Like, he don't have any new tricks, right? And he's coming in and he's trying to deceive again the church in the same way, thinking, oh, you need to think about your sins, right? So every night I would go in there and hit the bed. I'll be like, yeah, got out of line with my mom today. Looked at that magazine that wasn't good to look at today. You know, just trying to think about all these things that I'd done in my life that day so I could ask Jesus to forgive me once again. And as I see now in Scripture, that actually says that you are going back and crucifying Christ again, and that can't happen. He did it once and for all, and it's done. Now there's a truth that's been established in that we must walk in as Christians, right? But we have to get the clarity of the Scripture to the body of Christ in that way of stop making that sin matter in your life. And, you know, I loved your story, what you talked about a while ago. It states in Scripture that in the moment of temptation, God always makes a way out. He makes a way out. There's always an escape. But if we are looking at the problem instead of for the escape, guess what? There's two doors in that room. You're looking at the wrong one, right? If we're following the Father, if we're following the leading of his voice, then we're looking for, okay, here's the moment. The temptation has arrived, right? Where's my escape? That's what I need to be looking for. Not focusing on the, oh gosh, there it is. I can't take my eyes off it. I keep looking at it, this, that, and the other. Because what that will actually do is lead you into a fall. That's exactly where you'll go. You will go to the fall. You will miss the mark, right, in that place. And so one of the things, I know this is something that even as I bring forth this message, because, I mean, this was something I've kind of held in for a few months because I'm like, God, are you kidding me? Because this is going to stir the pot, you know? Like, I know it's going to stir the pot because Christians are so sin conscious. Like, I've grown up in church, man. This is not something that's new to me. We are so sin conscious. We are so trapped by the things that we fall in and that we miss the mark in. But I love what he says in Philippians 3:15. And he says, let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. And we'll read those in just a minute. But it says, if you disagree at some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. I'm not here to convince you of anything, right? I am only the messenger. I am going to bring forth the message that God has given me in my heart because it's the truth of the gospel. And if you disagree on this point, so be it. I'm not here to convince you otherwise, but I believe that God will make it plain to you as you get into his word, as you get into the truth of the gospel. And again, like I always tell you guys on here and anytime you ever hear me preach, if I bring some scripture before you, then my instruction to you afterward is take it home. Go home and read over that. Let the Holy Spirit, and as I tell my home group, I can teach you, but I cannot bring revelation to your heart. Never can a teacher, pastor, apostle, prophet, they cannot, evangelist, they cannot bring revelation to your heart. They can only present you the truth. They can only bring the message. It is only the Holy Spirit that lives within you that can bring the revelation and the truth of God's word. And what I love about that and what we see according to the book of John in that place, when we start to walk in that way, then guess what? These disagreements, these points of disagreements, they start to disappear. Why? Because we start to be in oneness with God through His Holy Spirit inside of us. And then guess what? We all start to see it the same as the truth that it is. God reveals the truth of His Word. It's not about some man or woman presenting something that's trying to convince everybody of a truth. It is the truth. So let's learn it from the Holy Spirit inside of us. And then guess what? Then we find ourselves in a place of agreement, not points that, well, I don't really see it that way. And if you are at that place, even with this sermon today, if you are at the place where, well, I'm not sure I necessarily agree with that, so be it. My feelings are still intact, right? Go read the Word. Go see what God has to say to you about this. Because I know this is, it was for me a big pill to swallow. It was something that I had to chew on for a little while, you know? Because what I see according to the Word is that I am walking out my salvation. Each and every one of us are walking out our salvation. We have been given the Holy Spirit, which is the deposit. That's the ticket in, man. And again, we can get into theological debates and once saved, always saved, and no, you can lose your salvation and all this stuff. Again, that's focusing on problems instead of just the solution. The solution is the truth of the Word of God, so let's just go find the truth, right? Let's go find the truth of what it says in there. And to me, the more I get into this, the more I read this, it becomes so clear that as I focus on the wrong things, guess what? I'm going to fall into the wrong things. But if I focus on my Father, if I pour my heart into relationship with Him, God is going to come in and move in my life. And what I will see is those things that were in front of me, before me, stealing the focus from God, they will take their place behind me. Because, you know, there's a scripture that that we have cliched so much in the world. It's Philippians 4:13. Everybody knows it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm sorry, that's not about basketball games or football games or baseball games. We try to use that in those places, but it's about a moment of understanding when the flesh is weak, I can still do it. Why? Because Christ is in me. It's Christ in me. When the flesh is weak, that's when He becomes strong. Why? Because I lean into that. And again, when there's a moment where temptation or sin itself presents itself before you, I'm going to focus on God, and that will take its place to the wayside. The scripture says, resist the devil and he must flee. He doesn't have a choice. That's God's standard. That's the way God set it up. If you just resist in that moment, guess what? God will make the way for you to walk outside of that temptation and pursue and keep in pursuit of God in your life. And He will strengthen you by His grace and empowerment in your life to do that. So one more scripture and we'll close up here. So Paul's talking here in Philippians verse 3 and 12, or chapter 3, verse 12. He says, I don't mean to say that I have already achieved these things or that I have already reached perfection, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing. Forgetting the past, looking forward to what lies ahead, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Jesus Christ is calling us. Again, Paul himself even states here, and I would set myself in the same seat today. I have not arrived, right? There are none of us that are there. As a matter of fact, you will not see that moment until God perfects the church. And I believe He's doing that. As a matter of fact, this truth is bringing perfection into the church. Because what do we see in the book of Revelation? At the end, He says He's coming back for a bride that is without spot or without wrinkle. What? You know? And we're looking at ourselves going, I got a lot of wrinkles. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you today, yeah, but stop looking at them. Mm-hmm. Stop looking at the wrinkles and look at the Father. And guess what? He's going to take that sheet and He's going to press it out. He's going to move all of those things out of our life so that that they no longer have a power or authority. The truth is already there for us. We must just walk in it, right? We must walk in the truth of the Word to understand sin doesn't have power, authority, and dominion over life. As a matter of fact, because Jesus lives in me, now I have kingdom, power, authority, and dominion over sin in my life. Why? Because I'm not looking at it. I'm not focused on it. I'm not giving it the time of day. I'm going to keep my eyes, just as Paul's talking about here, on the prize, which is what? My Father, right? And He's going to lead me. He's going to lead me into those things. Jesus Himself said, be perfect as I am perfect. But in our humanity, what we automatically do is walk in a false humility to say, I could never achieve. The truth is, through your own efforts, absolutely, you can never achieve. But it's not through your own efforts. It's through the efforts of the Holy Spirit that God himself put inside of you that can walk you into a perfection of your life. And that's something that we must see by faith. It's not something we can see by sight. It is only something we can see by faith to believe the truth of the word, to say, I stand before you blameless. Right? Why? Because of what Jesus did on the cross. So I'm going to continue to walk in righteousness, in holiness, without fault. Not one single fault before God. Well, what just happened? Well, guess what? Now it's in the past. So what did Paul say? Leave it in the past and start looking forward. Well, I just fell again. Well, guess what? It's 3 seconds later. Now it's in the past. Quit focusing on those things what you're messing up in or falling or failing in. And I know this is something that I have recognized so much in my teachings, the fruit in people's lives when they get this truth, man. I have seen people that have walked in addiction for 20 plus years and they get the simple truth of the gospel that you are not held accountable for those things in your life when you say yes to Jesus Christ. And then freedom then comes and then empowerment, and they walk away from a 20 something year addiction and start walking in the freedom of Christ. And not only that, then God is using their life to elevate him so high in their lives that it begins to flow over into other people's lives, and it's setting them free. I'm seeing that. And that is such an encouragement to my heart for people to see a simple truth, because if we weren't presenting the truth, and unfortunately, through the American Christian Church over the years, I have not seen too much of a presentation of this greater truth. I've seen the presentation of sin's out there. It's going to get you. It's bad and ugly. Run from it. Stay away from it. This, that, and the other. And all we're doing is giving it all this attention, which grabs the focus. Instead of saying, you know what? Yeah, sin is a thing. Accept Jesus. Walk pursuing it. And guess what? It'll take its place, and that's going to be behind you. And I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's one that we deem as this big or this big. Because in God's eyes, it doesn't matter. There's no sizes of sin, right? It's men that try to put and categorize and do all of those things, making one worse than the other. It's all sin, so let's just quit looking at any of it. Let's look at God. Let's put our focus on him and allow him to do the work that he's promised he will do in our life as we continue to grow and walk in our salvation as him. And as Paul says right here in verse 14, I press on to reach the end of the race. What's the end of the race? It's the end of my life. Mm-hmm. Whatever that is. Paul, and for these disciples, the end of their life came a lot sooner than some of us, right? Because they actually had to pursue the truth of the gospel to the fact that it brought their physical life to a death, just as it did in Jesus' life. But for us, in this time now, will there be other Christians that have to do this? There will. Read the book of Revelations. When we see there comes a time that you will have to walk this out, and sometimes it will mean the death of your life in that place. But for us now, I don't see that in a quick future, right? I don't foresee that right in front of us. But there is a life that I must live to show the truth of the gospel. Why? Because this must continue. This must continue through the generations for people to understand sin don't matter, God does. And in walking in that way, guess what? God will bring perfection into my life as he planned it. As he planned it, right? And so in that way, we can walk a life that is outside of sin. Don't walk in a false humility saying, oh, I could never attain. Understand the truth. You're right. You can't. But through God, you can. Through what he done through his son, Jesus, and now through his Holy Spirit, you can walk in a way that you never can see as possible outside of the vision of faith. You must accept the truth of the word through faith and say, I can. And how can I? Pursue God. Pursue God. Pursue God. And then you will find that those other things just walk behind you. And you see that fruit in your life so quickly when you see gather this revelation and see the truth of what the word says. Because like I said, I've seen people that for 20 years through their own strength have tried to walk away from something. And then in a moment when they gave their life to Christ and understand the truth of the gospel, it empowered them. Grace showed up. Divine intervention and influence on their life, on their heart, then lives outside of their life. It's amazing. So that's my encouragement for you guys today. If this isn't a truth that you've seen before, again, get into these scriptures. Go in and read there. Go read Colossians. Go read the book of Romans and see what he really has to say about the power of sin, because the power of sin is no more in existence in our lives as a Christian today. But the power of the Holy Spirit from within us and the grace that he brings
is the strongest force on this planet.
The Lord just showed me an image, and I want to share it. Jesus breaks the chain, the ball and chain of sin. And I seen like a ball and chain on the feet and it being broken. And the turning and bending down to pick the ball up and carrying it.
Right.
The chain is broken from that ball of sin, y'all, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Put the ball down.
Yeah.
It's no longer yours to carry, my friend.
Yeah.
It is no longer yours to carry. The chain, the ball and chain of sin have been broken through our Lord Jesus Christ. Put the ball down. It's no longer yours.
Yep. That's it. That's the truth. And that's the only way that you can walk in freedom. You know? And you will. He that the Son sets free is free. We are free. And we need to walk in freedom.
Put that ball down.
Yeah.
The chain's broken. It's no longer attached.
That's right.
You're just carrying it. Like you own it.
Yeah.
Mm. We did have one more prayer request come in from our faithful listener and friend, Manda. Pray, continue to pray for Troy Love.
Say a prayer with him real quick. So Father, we just thank you for Troy. God, whatever he needs in this situation, Father, we thank you that you are the provider, God, whether it be health or finances or both, whatever that is, Father, we just lift them up and lift this family up to you, Father. And we thank you, God, that you can make a way where there seems to be no way. So Father, whatever the situation, Father, we thank you for your divine intervention, Father, that you would move mountains, Father, to bring your purpose to everything that's going on in their lives, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Now, before we sign off for the day, would you be kind enough to share information about your Rumble and anything else that you feel led to share?
Yeah, you bet. So we do have a Rumble channel. That's an app that you can get on either Apple or the Google Play Store, or you can also get it on Roku. That's the Rumble app. And we do have a channel there. Each Wednesday evening, we meet here in Elk City at our home. And I record those teachings, and then we upload those. If I don't get them on Wednesday night, I'll have it on by Thursday morning, but on that Rumble channel. So if you go download the app or install that, you will need to look for the channel. And it is at, or no, there's no at, sorry, Firewalker77. And that's FireWalker77. That's where you can find our weekly teachings. And right now, there's up over 30 videos on there. It's a great library for people to go in and just get some teaching from the Word. You know, and the way that we do that in home, it's kind of a discussion. So I mean, there is kind of set up in a scenario where you'll hear other people. We just kind of talk about it. We talk about it out loud. We get into the Word and we read what God has to say about it. We discuss. So you're welcome to get on. You're also welcome to come join. Like I said, we do meet here in town. They do get notifications on the post, so if you're interested in something like that, just put a message on this post for today, and I'll reach back out to you if you may be interested in joining us in person each week.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you know I'm going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, Tina Dobbs, and Jason Wong, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook.
Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find the Rock Christian music and take us with you everywhere.